or just right. Anything, you were a mechanic or whatever it was, a carpenter, you see, a jackler, not real thing, but a jackler.
Okay. You ever heard the word shade tree?
Yeah, oh yeah, shade tree. You have shade tree mechanics, you know.
Does that mean the same as jackler?
Practically the same. Practically the same thing as jackler. A shade tree mechanic, you have somebody do a little work on your car, but you know, but you got no garage to work in. You just bring it out there on the tree and you see what you
can do. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that he's not good at it.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's not good.
Okay, do you talk about shade tree preacher or just a mechanic?
I'll just be a mechanic where I was supposed to put the shade tree.
Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Yes.
Okay. And the highest rank in the Army is?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay, but higher than that is, like Robert E. Lee was a?
General.
Okay. And what do you call a man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay, do you ever hear this word used by colored people, the white people that they worked for?
The boss.
Yeah, do you ever hear cap?
Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that, yeah, for the boss, captain.
Okay.
Captain, I call him, just captain, captain.
Who, would white people say that? Or just colored?
Mostly colored.
Okay.
He's captain.
Okay. And the man who presides over the county court is called the?
The judge.
Okay. And someone who goes to school is?
Student.
Okay. And a woman that works in an office and takes care of the typing?
Secretary.
Okay. And if you're born in the United States and your nationality is?
United States citizen.
Yeah, or you're a? What? You're not Mexican or Canadian.
You're American.
Okay. What words are there for colored people?
Well, they're settled on black now. That's the only thing they use now.
Yeah.
They used to be darkies, and there were niggers, and there were negroes, and there were Afro-Americans, but now it's black.
Okay. What about any sort of joking words that white people would use?
Well, most of them, one of the big words is boy, just a boy.
Yeah.
A nigger. That's what's been used all the life. But now you take an old colored man, an old darky, we call him. Well, when I was coming up, if you had the respect for one, you had to call him a darky. Meaning if anybody was any respect to him, you just called him an old darky and you got to call him uncle. That was a necessity.
Yeah.
I had more of my called uncle than anything. And they appreciate it. But now I don't care to be called uncle.
Yeah. What about any sort of insulting words, like, you ever hear coon or?
Oh yeah, coon and all that. But now, I never use that one much.
Yeah. Okay, what about words like referring to how light-skinned they are?
Yellow nigger. Black.
Yellow means sort of light?
Yeah, and if you want to make one mad, you call him yellow.
Oh, really?
Oh, they didn't want me to call a yellow nigger now, but you kid yourself. You call him black, he didn't mind that, but don't call him a yellow nigger. That didn't go good. No, sorry.
Do you ever hear blue or red?
Yeah, I've heard that too, but yellow and black is about all you used to hear.
Yeah. Okay, you said, but you or me wouldn't be colored, we'd be called.
What's that mean?
You or me would be called?
White.
Okay. Any other words for white?
Oh, Caucasian.
Okay. Okay, what about a child that's born with one parent white and one parent black?
He's a Creole.
Okay. And a word for white people that aren't very well off, but that don't really care much. They don't...
White trash.
Okay. And someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't know much about the town, and when he comes to town, everybody notices him. And
a hillbilly.
Okay. What other words like that?
Country hoosier.
Okay. And